that lass on Radio 4 who's sort of Charlotte Green? She's got nothing on me.
Do you look into their eyes, Ian, or is that too personal a question you don't want to go into?
What would you be shouting at the television screen, Ian Lennox?
I can't proofread that.
But there is a slight suggestion that next season might be better.
Let's hope so.
No one seems to get a penalty for pulling shirts nowadays, or hardly ever.
Or Seven Simple Seasons.
Fly Me to the Moon, the audio podcast companion with Rob Nichols.
Here we are, Rob. And the critical lines that we need to discuss are quite essentially, given the festival of football that we're enjoying in all manner of wonderful ways, quite simply, are we looking forward to Millwall, the opening day of the season?
It's summer football.
Exactly.
It really has arrived.
Exactly. It has in every sense of the word. Noises off provided today by Jenny from a local school who's brought along four sort of students, etc., who are observing us, like having our very own Mexican wave in the studio.
Indeed, yeah.
But it's never going to be that boring. It's the Fly Me to the Moon World Cup Predictor Challenge. And we'll talk a little bit more about Borough's activities and various other bits and pieces. But what have you thought of the tournament so far? Now we've actually made it all the way through to the round of 16.
Yes, the round of 16. I think the group stages of the World Cup have been phenomenal. There's been so many brilliant cliffhangers. Just looking at all the three Germany games, for instance, who would have predicted any of those? And it's just been...
You can't help but smile when you see Germany, can you? You have that line, you just think, it's Germany, and they lost to Korea, 2-0.
Yeah. But they could have lost the other two. Well, obviously they lost to Mexico, and then... That incredible winning goal 5 seconds from the end in the game against Sweden, and then for Sweden to bounce back. So I'm just talking about one group there, but each group has had amazing stories. So I think so far it's been I think people were worried about this World Cup for all sorts of reasons.
You yourself very nearly went, but didn't go because
I usually go.
Exactly.
But I think after the groups, looking back at the group stages, it was just really excellent football and drama all the way, and actually VAR, we thought that it could ruin the World Cup, but it actually provided a lot of controversy, but it also provided some incredible moments. Again, the Germany game, the extra drama of whether that goal would be allowed or not for South Korea, that's something very unexpected and phenomenal. Really?
And we can use VAR to actually solve so many challenges.
Oh, yes, we can, yeah.
We're going to bring it into every game, I think, next season.
And beyond. As you say, into life itself.
Every show we do on Southside Broadcasting will have VAR, as a matter of fact, really.
Everyone needs that video-assisted referee.
We are here to actually give our predictions for the round of 16, and the challenges as such, which I'll explain to Ian Lennox, who we'll hear from in a few seconds from now, effectively a correct scoreline. 6 mighty points.
Really?
That's it. But you have to specify, is that going to be within 90 minutes or actually is it going to be over 120? Because, of course, we go into extra time, possibly penalties, etc. Jenny Finch has also given me her predictions. We'll work through those.
She's good at this, usually.
Very impressive from that point of view. And we can actually say that, Rob, you will be, having followed through the systems, you'll be responsible for the...
Responsible.
Well, exactly. You will also be sort of matching Jenny's predictions in many ways. Because you've got
head to head.
Yep, exactly. That's the live thing. But before that, as I'll be matching Ian Lennox's prediction, shall we hear what Ian's actually had to say?
Yeah, we better.
Because he's currently in Scarborough. It's been a bit like herding cats, actually, getting the Fly Me to the Moon World Cup Predictor Challenge together. But with Rob and Jenny in the studio, we have at least got two out of our four components. Obviously, I've managed to sort out a few other bits and pieces, which is why we're doing the Fly Me to the Moon Predictor World Cup Challenge for the round of 16. And we can now formally welcome, at least telephonically, because he'll be walking the dog somewhere on the beaches of the northeast. Actually, he won't be walking the dog. He doesn't have a dog. It's Ian Lennox. How are you, Ian?
Walking the cats.
exactly so. Okay, so first and foremost, your thoughts on the tournament so far. I know you were thrilled by the France versus Denmark 0-0 draw.
Well, that'd be one, didn't it? That's pretty good, that only one 0-0 draw. I remember in 1966 when we won it, the opening match was a 0-0 draw with England and I think it was Uruguay.
Exactly. But don't talk about the spirit of 66. I mean, having sort of smashed all previous records, we just want to actually work our way through the process nicely, calmly, and appropriately. So,
right.
So let's work on that. So the key thing is, any particular teams that have stood out for you so far in terms of how the tournament's been progressing before, obviously, we come for your predictions for the round of 16?
I don't think what's impressed me really is that there isn't any really outstanding team. The Germans have got, I think will get better as the touring goes on, but they came within seconds of being out, basically. The Brazilians, I think they lost their first game. I think. Anyway, they looked terrific for half an hour, and then the other team started to attack them, and they looked quite vulnerable. I personally think, I hope I'm not looking through Union Jack glasses here, is that England have got as good a chance of winning it as anybody else.
Oh my word, I don't know, this is where it all starts, all the tensions, all the despair.
No, I thought this from the sun might be on after watching the friendly games before the World Cup started, because they seem to be able to play at quite a high tempo and get the ball forward in a variety of ways. And they have got some very, very fast players. They've got a young side, a lot of energy, and I think they're going to get better.
Ian, we don't want to see you ending up like Diego Maradona and making gesticulations from the commentary box. You
know, yes, I know he was.
Certain things where you just think, just step aside from that.
I got the impression he was trying to give him a hand.
Of course, and it's in the same way as Gary Lineker actually likes to use the full range of the English language when he's actually tweeting. But let's not go there because it's a whole new routine. Okay, now in terms of the way forward for this, we'll explain the sort of rules and regulations. Pretty much two predictions are being looked for in terms of, is it two? Could be four. Anyway, we offered you Group A and Group C, I think, in terms of the ways forward. So things are sorted out from that. And the winner, of course, of Group A was indeed Uruguay, and the runner-up was Russia, and in terms of Group C, the winner was, of course, France, and the runner-up was Denmark. So, the predictions we're looking for are the ones that are actually involving those teams in terms of the four matches for the round of 16. Just to actually explain in terms of how you score points on this, if you actually get the correct result, that's the correct result spot on, within 90 minutes, we'll just say 90 minutes, unless you specify you want to go into extra time, if you want to specify extra time, that's fine, but let us know now, then you can have six marvellous points. If you just say, if you get the right winner, then you get 2 points. So for predicting the correct winner, you get 2 points, but if you actually get the correct score within 90 minutes, unless you specify otherwise, it'll be a full 6 points. Is that clear?
Yes.
Marvellous. So the first prediction we're looking for, Ian, from your good self, is indeed match one, Saturday the 30th of June, tomorrow, actually, when this is coming out, France versus Argentina.
Right. I would say that France will win that. 2-1.
And now, is that within 90 minutes?
90 minutes, yeah.
So you're definitely going for that. And there we are. We've entered that into the system now. There can be no turning back. It has actually been entered in there. The next one, then, match two. Uruguay, runner-up, of course, in Group A, versus Cristiano Ronaldo's astonishingly interesting, let's try and draw as many games as possible and maybe score one goal every so often, Portugal.
I think Uruguay have been one of the better teams in this tournament, actually. And I would say they'd win 2-0.
90 minutes. So within 90 minutes?
Yes.
Right. Interesting. Match three, of course, third prediction, Spain versus Russia. That's Spain versus Russia.
I think Russia busted flush. I don't think they're technically as good as some of the other teams, and they're way down the rankings, whatever that means. And I think
But
Spain
they beat Saudi Arabia.
Eh?
They beat Saudi Arabia.
Yes, I know. And they also beat somebody else.
Exactly. Oh, right, they
Egypt,
lost.
They lost to Uruguay.
Exactly.
Sorry, Russia are playing Spain, aren't they?
They are indeed.
I think Spain have got easily the best midfield in the tournament. And the downside for that team is that this extraordinary situation where they sacked the manager about 24 hours or 48 hours before the competition started.
Yes, but that's because he spoke to Real Madrid.
Yes, but
and he's going to Real Madrid.
He did nothing illegal, you know. He just got a job. And at the detriment of that is that the new manager's come in. He's got to adapt himself to the systems and things like that. And Spain looked of a very, very good side when going forward, but they looked extremely vulnerable, I thought, when in defence. Mm-hmm. And I suspect that is down to a new man coming in with different ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Spain will still win. 2-0. 3-0.
In the capital of Russia, in the Luzhniki Stadium, Moscow, you're going to see a 3-0 win for Spain.
Yeah, well, Uruguay, who are not as good a team as Spain, won 3-0, so why not?
Okay, well, if that's what you've said, Ian, that's what we've written down. And finally then, match 4. This is at the Nizhny Novgorod Stadium. In Nizhny Novgorod, which, of course, if you try to visit it before 1989, you wouldn't have been allowed to. You would have been, keep away. You don't want foreigners in from that point of view. It's separate from that point of view. In the days of Russia, when it was part of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, Nizhny Novgorod, no. But Croatia are there, and so are Denmark. So what are you going to predict?
I think Denmark, yes.
Mm.
1-0.
With it. So no extra time, you've gone for
No, I haven't.
90 minutes in every sort of one of those sort of systems.
Yes,
I'd have to say bold, Ian. That's all right. I can actually say.
Oh, there's another thing. I saw your question at the beginning was what impressions I'd got from the coup. The VAR thing, it is addressing a problem that has been very much the detriment of football. I think is the consistent number of and large number of fouls at corner kicks and other set pieces. And people are now getting picked up for them. I know there have been two or three really bad ones that have been missed, but penalties are now being given for this sort of thing, and it's going to create a total different way of thinking about defending corner kicks and free kicks, I think, and it's a blooming good thing.
Do you mean you don't like people being wrestled to the ground?
No, I don't. I mean, I saw Harry Kane was wrestled down twice. But the worst one of all was Mitrovic of Serbia. And Newcastle United, and he had actually two people wrestle him down. And when he protested the referee, he got booked.
Well, that's because he plays for Newcastle United. And
no, it doesn't. I think he was rather indignant about it.
Okay, well, point has been made. We will be returning to find out for the remaining pieces what's going to be happening for the ahead of the semi-finals. I think we might sort of skip the... We'll see how this round of 16 goes. But those are the predictions that you've made, Ian.
Yeah.
We'll find out what Rob Nichols and Jenny and myself will be saying as well with the remaining groups and the remaining matches. I think we might have a bit of crossover in a couple of the sort of lines that are actually there. But for the moment, Ian Lennox, enjoy your trip to the seaside. I know you will.
Oh, my trip to Hammock today. It's a wonderful day. It's been a wonderful week for weather up here.
Ian, it's Friday. It's Friday before Saturday. You said on Friday. The reason we're doing it is
Right. I'm going to Scarborough on Friday.
There we are, you see. You'll pass the studio by, so don't forget to wave as you pass the studio by. And you can say, there we are. I've made my peace, basically, as I head off to Scarborough to deal with various other bits and pieces.
Come on, England, I'll say.
Will you? Well, of course, they'll be played by, but we'll know the Belgium result by now. We'll let you know what it has, in case you've forgotten it.
It's been a lovely tournament, hasn't it? I mean, all the happy... the crowd shots have been wonderful, I think. All the happy faces. And thousands of Argentinians.
Ian, what do you expect when you've got such a wonderful man as Vladimir Putin at the back of it? You know, tremendous. It could be positivity. Share and rejoice. Ian Lennox, take care. We'll see you soon.
Okay, man.
I think it's fair to say we're solid Vlad fans here. Only kidding. Who knows? There we are. Ian Lennox, his views there, and I've briefly go through my routines because I'm in the same group as Ian in terms of his predictions.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
His particular challenge. I'm going to say France 2, Argentina 0.
Ooh.
Uruguay 3, Portugal 1.
Really? High scoring.
I think it's going to be a Uruguay.
High stakes, high scoring.
One, exactly. Yeah. Spain 0, Russia 1.
Oh, radical.
And Croatia 2, Denmark 0.
Yeah, I can see that.
Those are the lines.
And they're all after 90 minutes.
I'm going to vote for all after 90 minutes, actually.
A lot of goals for Uruguay
in
90 minutes.
I thought, what the hey, just throw down, pick up that gauntlet that Ian Lennox sent down for the whole thing. Which brings us around to the next four. Now, Jenny's predictions. Do you want to go for yours first rather than Jenny's? So
no,
you better
show me,
at all?
Better show me the matches.
well, the first match is Brazil versus Mexico.
Yeah, now this is... this is going to be a fascinating one, because Mexico, of course, are just reeling off that defeat from Swansea,
that well-known country from the south of Wales.
But I think Brazil are building nicely, so I'm going to go for Brazil 2, Mexico 1.
So you think once again Mexico's curse will strike?
Sadly,
they will not get through.
I do like Mexico. They're always
they try so hard.
Yeah,
they're so
phenomenally supported in every tournament. I suspect a lot of those supporters come from Texas, actually.
Right.
But
before the wall goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. In case people are confused about which Jenny they're referring to, because they said there was a Jenny Shotton in the studio. There is a Jenny Shotton in the studio. She hasn't made any football predictions whatsoever. But Jenny Finch, of course, has made these predictions.
The author.
No longer in the studio, exactly. No. That's fine. That's why she's left these, etc. And we'll find out why Jenny has brought her boys from Brecon, exactly, to sort of be cheerleaders. It's fantastic. A bit like Minders, really, at present. They're all looking quite mean. They're looking sort of fairly heavy. Don't mess with Jenny, they're saying. It's very good. Anyway, Jenny Finch actually said Brazil 3, Mexico 2.
Oh, right, really? High scoring, so yeah.
Exactly. And again, all after 90 minutes.
Yeah.
She suggested that actually Uruguay will beat Portugal on penalties. That was her earlier sort of that, but that wasn't one of her things. The next one up, which you need to go for, Rob.
Yes.
Belgium, Japan.
Yeah, I think Japan are the underdogs, really. I don't think they'd have been here. Well, it's no stretch to say they wouldn't have been here if Colombia hadn't had the man sent off after a few seconds. So I think they'll be undone. I think it'll be 2-0 to Belgium.
Which is exactly the same scoreline that Jenny Finch put forward to. Isn't that spooky? Obviously, tension. And, of course, there is that secret that may actually be revealed to be absolutely true. Jenny's theory as to why she predicts Belgium to win the actual tournament.
This is fascinating. I've not heard anybody else say this. We should stress, shouldn't we? Like Bargain Hunt. I haven't seen any of the answers.
No, it's very true. Exactly. But Jenny's line that 7 out of the 8... last Golden Glove winners.
Golden Glove, yeah.
In terms of keepers, went on to obviously lift the World Cup Championship as
and
well.
And
Thibaut Courtois, the Belgian goalkeeper, indeed is a Golden Glove winner.
So she's stressing the importance of the goalkeeper rather than the goal scorer, which we always talk about, the goal scorer, isn't it?
Which is very curious when you consider that Argentina have Willy Caballero.
Yeah.
I remember you, Willie, when you saved the day against Liverpool in the cup final. You've done some good stuff. It's obviously just like to pass around to oncoming players. Still, great for comedy value. Mm. Okay, Sweden, Switzerland.
This is the game that no one would have predicted would have happened in advance. I think Sweden. I'm taking Sweden to continue this role and to win 2-1.
Jenny has gone for Sweden 1, Switzerland 0. Be very interesting.
Yeah.
A reminder, as we said with respect to Ian Lennox, the scores on this, if you get an absolutely spot-on result in terms of your prediction within 90 minutes or whatever you state, 6 points.
That's a lot of points, Alex.
If you just actually get the right team winning, 2 points.
Okay. And we've gone for the same results, haven't we? But different scores.
Different areas, different round of 16s.
I remember the last time I fell down very badly at this stage of the
You were doing so well. You were doing so... I think, was it European Championships where we were doing well as
probably,
well?
Yeah.
The World Cup, you were doing
wheels
so well.
Fell off. And
then, quite literally. let's hope the same thing doesn't happen when Borough have their first cup game of the season against Notts County.
Yeah, let's hope.
Exactly. Interesting enough, our first Flying to the Moon, I believe, is going to be welcoming back Gary Monk.
It is, yeah. Nice. That's right.
In fact, it is the season where we welcome back former Borough managers. You know, you've got Gary Monk, Ito Karanka, Steve McLaren, even Tony Mowbray.
Of course, yeah.
There you are. I thought I'd throw that out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it is a Borough-themed Fly Me to the Moon podcast, as well as the World Cup connection, which is in there. Interesting that Jan Ajai didn't really do anything like he did for Belgium when he was playing for Sunderland.
No.
Sorry, Sunderland. Just look what you could have won.
Yeah.
Final one, Colombia, England.
Well, I think this is really tough because for me, Colombia look like the outstanding team. Just so exciting. But they are vulnerable at the back.
And great fun for Carlos Valderrama, who, unlike Diego Maradona, doesn't actually gesticulate wildly to the audience. Calm down, Diego.
Yes.
Stop it now.
Oh, dear. Yeah, but obviously, I cannot predict against England. So I'm going to be going for Colombia 1, England 2.
Yeah, it is a tough call. because that's exactly the line that Jenny Salsa said Colombia 1, England 2.
Oh, my word.
Whoa.
Locked together.
It's going to be either, well, it makes for a very interesting semi-final predictor round, which is the next time we actually have our predictor
is
packages.
It?
Points will carry over, obviously.
Good.
But we will not be returning probably on Monday the 9th of July, just ahead of the two semi-finals, to have our next little part of the sequences from that point of view. And there'll be various other changes working through that basis. Mm. So you've enjoyed the production. Any regrets? I mean, we're hearing now that England are gradually beginning to send more and more people over there. I mean,
yes.
Are you sort of thinking, well, what the hey? I'm going to make my way to the Luzhniki Stadium.
No, I'm not going to go out. But I've got a friend called Billy who's been on TV a couple of times. He's been out twice. Mm. He was on Victoria Derbyshire when he came back the first time.
Poor soul.
Yeah, telling people that how fantastically received they were, and also saying that they wanted people to take out tea bags and things like that. And
because the Russians love their tea.
Apparently. And the Russians love the English. So it's quite incredible. I think we always get sucked in by the propaganda before big tournaments, that we were always told not to go places, but there was plenty of reasons not to go to Russia. But it seems like the most friendly of times once again. And I would always say to anybody that to go to a country in a world tournament or a European tournament or Olympics or Commonwealth, you see that country at the best, because they do everything to be as hospitable as possible. I don't know whether I'd quite extend that to the next World Cup. Because I don't
I'm sure Qatar will think very hard and long about the November periods of times that will be there. And why shouldn't we have it in the middle of winter? Because clearly it would be too hot and people and footballers will be dying, quite literally, as opposed to being threatened with death and execution, which occasionally occurs with some of our South American friends. Don't do it. Just chill out. It's a definite line there. We'd like to thank our studio audience from Breckenborough School,
yes,
who've been here for the Flyers Moon thing. Minding you, obviously, Rob. Very impressive Glasgow 2014 T-shirt that you're wearing. That's very good. Time travel.
Yeah.
The 20th Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Marvellous.
It was good. It was red hot as well, actually.
Yeah. Funny enough. Worked our way through that. The Commonwealth Games happening again this year, of course.
Not in Glasgow, though.
No. Just wanted to.
It's a good tip for anyone, actually. Always pick an obscure sport, and you easily get tickets.
So
weightlifting, right?
There you go. Clearly, it's the way forward. You've been listening to the Fly Me to the Moon World Cup Predictor Challenge. We managed to get it there in the end. Thanks to Ian Lennox, thanks to Jenny Finch, thanks to Rob Nichols. You can play along, of course, dear listener. You can just make those challenges, play for fun, whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
I've forgotten, actually, Rob, and
what?
I forgot this to pass this on to Jenny as well. You do actually get your authentic FIFA World Cup package there as well, which is there. So something to actually... entertain yourself with and you know,
I'm seeing lots of gaps in this.
Oh, there are a fair number of gaps there.
The stickers,
exactly.
It's a bit late in the day.
Yeah, but
they're giving us two. That's
exactly
good.
I think you find there are six in there.
Oh,
actually.
Sorry.
So you can work our way through that.
That's
it then. We won't talk about Middlesbrough Football Club as yet, but three interesting signings, I think, so far.
Yeah, we're up and rolling, aren't we?
And a lot of training, because the pre-season training has started, and already we're hearing tales. Exactly. As far as Tony Pulis is concerned, they'll either get fit or die. which I'm sure will go down extremely well.
It's a bit dramatic, you think?
It's the Pulis way. We'll see when we get into the season what's happening with that. I think it's really got to be come on England, hasn't it? Even though the Prime Minister is going to be flying the flag of St. George outside 10 Downing Street, which could be the curse of anything. Just don't do that for the England game. Mm-hmm. So instead of come on Borough, we have to go for the come on England. Should we actually get the assembled Breckenborough people to actually say this? Okay, guys, you've got to say come on England.
No, we'll just say come on England.
I think we'll just say that, exactly. otherwise, it's too insensitive. So that's it. All right, so a one, two, a three.
Come on, England! Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon... could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, oh, then right. you can always call Pharma Nord oh. on 01670519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Hey, celebrate and rejoice. It's Rob Nichols and friends on Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast. Not to be confused with Fly Me to the Moon, the song, or the fragrance for men.